It's Monday's installment of...
This is why we can't have
nice things.
The Rogues Gallery of Wrongdoings. Why we can't have nice things starts us off near Chicago. And a 28-year-old guy named Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
Not that one. Definitely by his mugshot, not the same guy. But that is actually his name and what he goes by. Michael J. Fox, not that one, arrested near Chicago after he was driving drunk, crashed into a car, fled the scene, tried to outrun the cops, and then crashed into a second car. This all happened in the lovely hamlet of Batavia, Illinois. And pretrial release has been denied for Michael J. Fox. Not going to let him out for this. Been charged with 2 counts of aggravated fleeing and eluding and 1 count of aggravated DUI. Police say he hit speeds of 70 miles an hour. But if he'd only hit 88, he could have gotten out of it.
Let's go.
Parvia Jafari is in big trouble today. You see, he's accused of stealing a bouquet of flowers, which is a nice thought because who doesn't love flowers? But it wasn't from your local H-E-B.
Mm-mm.
That would be the memorial for one Ozzy Osbourne.
Ooh.
There is a monster display over in England. He's now facing charges of theft. You can look for him in court on September 3rd.
Oof.
That is... I would not be messing with the memory of the Prince of Darkness.
No. Dum, 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 dum. Good choices.
Let us go to Florida. St. Petersburg, a Florida man, Anthony Marzola, recently confronted a landscaper with a 12-inch dagger due to noisy lawn mowing.
Ooh.
And Marzola was, not only did he have a dagger, which is not a knife, dagger, he was wearing a full court jester costume.
And as you do.
I don't know, man. He yelled at the worker, pointed his weapon at him. The incident obviously had witnesses, and he's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. This is the world's least threatening Batman villain right there.
Florida jester man.
So a lot that goes on in a McDonald's parking lot. New life is the latest addition. Alice Rotunda went to the hospital after going into labor. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, ladies, but they sent her right back home. They said, oh, no, the baby's not really coming. And she turned right around and just knew someone was on their way. Her husband, Kevin, was driving 100 miles per hour and didn't quite make it. He pulled into the Golden Arches, dialed 911, caught little Matilda on her way out.
Aw.
7 pounds, 14 ounces of perfection. I cannot imagine giving birth to that without any medical intervention, but you do you, Alice. She's already got a lot of nicknames. McTilda, McTilly, and Nugget. Her birth certificate actually reads McDonald's as the place of birth.
Oh.
I know.
Wonderful, isn't it?
That's beautiful. Did she use the app?
I don't know.
Did she use the app?
I mean, if someone didn't get her a shake after all this, there's no justice.
Let's go to Connecticut. And a 40-year-old man has... In Vernon, Connecticut, had to be rescued after he got stuck on a slide at a school playground.
Oh, no.
Fire department responded to Northeast Elementary School. It was a tube slide, so that was the big problem there. 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, firefighters say the man was wedged in the middle portion of the slide. They gave the man oxygen, said he was fine, other than he was just uncomfortable, and it was pretty hot, even in Connecticut. So the man was freed in about 30 minutes. Crews said he was evaluated and refused treatment. I bet you take it.
I'm fine. Leave me alone.
Teachers are the lifeblood of our education system. Well, except when they crash into the actual school. Philip Skyer is accused of landing his vehicle right into the school fence, which is probably a guilty verdict. Police found him passed out behind the wheel on campus with a few alcohol bottles lying around. And yes, his day job is teaching in beautiful Spring Hill, Florida.
Aloha!
Yes, see?
And then finally, What's worse than injuring yourself on a playground slide as a fully grown human? A North Carolina man, 52-year-old Morgan Bohannon, was injured over the weekend while playing peekaboo with his grandson. Injured while playing peekaboo. He's expected Morgan to be fine. But of course, when you're injured playing peekaboo, you're immediately rushed to the ICU.
Dum, 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 dum.